Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome him in. He's Dr. Brandon Bowers, Doctor of Physical Therapy in Columbus, sports injury expert for CBS Sports, Sportsline, and the Fantasy Doctors, and he's on with us now. Brandon, I appreciate the time, especially on a Friday night, man. How are you?
Good, James. I can't complain, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive into this with Mike Clevenger, because it's unfortunate. He injured the meniscus in his left knee, partially torn. It was repaired today. The Indians announced a 6 to 8 week recovery time. Do you think that that's realistic, and what are the risks about potentially coming back too soon, since that is his plant foot?
Yeah, this is a pretty realistic timeline, guys. And the important thing to note here, there's a couple of different surgeries that can be performed on that meniscus. And what Clevenger had done was actually a scope or a cleanup, where they go in and they trim up the damaged portion, versus a true repair where they go in and suture it back together. And that return to play timetable takes months. So the scope that he had done, the 6 to 8 weeks, is realistic. And if everything goes smoothly and according to plan without setback, then this shouldn't cause him any long-term issue. Being that it's his landing foot there on the left leg, people might be a little bit concerned about the forces that are going through that knee. But having seen a lot of these clinically in a lot of athletes, there's a low level of concern for me for him going forward.
When it comes to this injury, is there a common way to injure it? I was asking around in Arizona, and no one seemed to know exactly how he did it, what he was doing. I'm sure he'll talk at some point and we'll find out. But is there a common way to hurt or injure or tear your meniscus?
Yeah, that's a good question. The typical mechanism of injury that we see are usually one of two things: either some sort of awkward twisting or torquing on the knee, where it kind of buckles and goes in a direction it's not supposed to go. You can get some catching of that meniscus cartilage that causes it to tear. And then the other option that we see more in contact sports is a direct blow to the knee or a trauma to the knee, which I doubt was the case here for Clevenger. This is more than likely maybe he was running in a drill to get a ground ball or something, and then the knee just buckled and went the wrong way. So it's usually that buckling or a trauma to the knee that causes this. It's certainly not something that probably occurred while he was pitching.
Dr. Brandon Bowers is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Dr. Brandon Bowers. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm James Erpine. Brandon, as far as Clevenger's arm goes, the Indians have said that he's going to keep his arm strength and be able to keep his arm ready to go, and he's not going to lose it all during this recovery process. I don't know if you would know this, but how do you think he will be able to do that? Obviously, he's not going to be able to plant and do all the stuff he does on the mound. So how is he going to be able to keep that arm strong and ready to go while he rehabs his knee?
Yeah, so a good example to think back to, guys, is Trevor Bauer a couple years ago when he had that stress fracture, and he kept up his arm health towards the end of the season as they looked to the postseason while he was doing that. And the way that we do that in rehab is just continuing to work on just general arm strength through the rotator cuff, and then we can do some element of throwing with these kind of guys, kneeling on both knees or down on one knee, the weighted ball programs we hear about. So there's ways to simulate and keep that arm strength up to speed. Now, it's not going to be the exact game-type situation or rehab assignment-type situation. So there is going to be an element when he does come back that he'll need to get that last little piece to get all the way back to full function. But it's certainly better doing something along the way as opposed to having to start from scratch when he gets cleared and returns from this injury.
When he does get cleared, when he does return, and you see this all the time, at least I have with ACLs and things like that, there's always a sleeve or some sort of brace that athletes wear. Is he going to have to do that, or is this so minor that you don't think he'll have to wear anything on that knee?
Typically with these meniscectomies or those meniscus cleanups, we don't see a brace utilized. Most oftentimes, like you mentioned, James, it's the ACL or somebody who sprains their MCL, one of the major stabilizing ligaments that compromises the stability of the knee, that we see the braces used. So this should be a situation here for Clevenger that when he returns, he shouldn't need any additional assistance via a brace or a sleeve on that knee.
He's Dr. Brandon Bowers. Follow him on Twitter at Dr. Brandon Bowers. And again, he's a doctor of physical therapy in Columbus and a sports injury expert CBS Sports, Sportsline, and the Fantasy Doctors. Brandon, I appreciate the time. I think Indians fans can breathe a sigh of relief. 6 to 8 weeks, it's bad. It stinks he's going to miss spring training, but at least he's not out long-term, right? I mean, this is something we could see him back in April. I think towards the end of April, that's realistic.
Yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's the beginning of the year. We're just getting into spring training here, and so it couldn't have happened at a better time. And in terms of the meniscus, this really is the best-case scenario.
Gotcha. Brandon, I appreciate the time, man, especially on a Friday night on Valentine's Day. Thanks for reaching out, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys ever need anything in the future, let me know.
Absolutely. Will do. Good stuff there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, you can follow him at Dr. Brandon Bowers, giving us the latest on Mike Clevenger.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.